everybody is okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference is just papers?
No. The difference is everybody knows and nobody has to know another one. You can just continue to do what you want to do without telling each partner what's going on. See the difference?
No, it says all partners involved. It says with the consent of all partners involved.
Consent.
That's polyamorous.
Right.
But we're talking about polygamy.
You okay?
You ain't gotta say nothing.
Basically, it's
many. You just doing what you're doing without having to communicate.
Oh, a pet. Oh, no, that's something that's hard. I got. I was like, what the?
Word, but you understand what I'm saying?
But isn't it the same thing? Because most polygamy, they know about each other. I know somebody that's in one that has more than one wife, and the wives know about each other. They all live together.
So if that's the case, then you kind of like a certified side piece then.
Yeah, polygamy. If polygamy, I know somebody that practices that. He has two wives. The wives know about each other. I don't think they live together, because some of them they don't live together. Some of them they do,
mm-hmm.
But they know about each other.
Yeah,
so they definitely know.
So that's pretty much what a side piece is. They know by.
No, a side piece. Is she knows what her position is, but the wife knows.
One person may know, but wife.
The wife knows. No, but in these particular situations,
everybody
is aware. If you agree to be in a polygamy situation, that means you know that your husband has another wife, and most of the time, that's that sister wife stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They know about each other. That's why I say, if you look at the definitions, the only really key word that's missing is marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Polyamorous is more so just a person that's with many people, everybody know about it, but with polygamy, it's actually a marriage. You got a wife, you got many wives.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean, shit. Either way it goes, we talking about multiples.
Right.
You ready for that?
Who? I ain't doing it, but shit. I ain't got nothing against nobody that is. I don't share me.
You know what
I'm saying? I don't even like to share my goddamn photos. What you talking about?
Sharing
no man.
Yeah,
well, come on,
share me.
So you think Monique is borderline polygamy and open relationship?
Who, Monique?
Yeah.
Is she in an open marriage?
Well, she came out and told
me.
She came out and said, hey, I'm in an open relationship. And by all means, what she said, my brothers and sisters, go ahead and let your king have his side piece as long as he come back home to you.
Well, that's her prerogative, honey. But won't be happening down to my house.
So I'm just like,
But some people are okay with that because they feel like that's what keep with the Braxton.
All right.
Oh, we ready? Oh,
we on. We all the way on. Y'all, we on. On.
We on. On.
What's happening, family?
Mm-hmm.
Those who just joining us, we are back with a live edition, and this time we're going to do a little something different.
What?
We actually got a two-hour crossover event. The T.J. Chapman Show meets RSVP Talk Lifestyle featuring Lucky and Yami.
Okay.
And tonight we're actually going to dive into the world of polyamorous / polygamy relationships, and that's one of those things that falls into Pandora's box. There's a lot of things in that box, from having sex on the first night, having a threesome.
Word.
And now when you go deeper into that box, you'll find this. Swinging in there too somewhere. It's in there. So joining me, we have the family is in the building. All y'all family. We're going to go around the horn. We got the lovely and beautiful Morgan Williams, Bottomless Conversations. And she kind of gave me a little disappointment today because, you know, I got used to the natural. But she still look beautiful either way.
It's under the wig.
So glow.
Yeah. And of course we have Sipping and Conversations' very own Buddha and Baby.
What's good, Sippers?
What's good, Sippers?
I like the shirt you're wearing, baby.
I like the shirt. Go on the show. Go on, show the people the shirt. What it say?
Yeah.
And joining us a little bit later in the show, we're going to have Yami and Lucky join us at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to dive a little bit more into it. So I always actually wanted to say this previously on the T.J. Chapman Show. You know how they do it when, you know, when you watch
them. That sounded like a drop. Let's go.
Boom, just like that. So last week, we kind of talked about, you know, the same-sex relationships and how individuals make a choice, decisions. And, you know, Morgan said she didn't like the word choice, whatever. So we changed it up to, why did you do it? And we had some very interesting comments from that. But the most consistent response is that the heart loves what the heart loves. And they don't look at what's between the legs. They look at what that person can do for them, how that person makes them feel. Yeah. So if it just so happened that a man treats another man with love and
he all of that,
and he's attractive, and mm-hmm. it's like, that's what I love, and, you know, hey.
Be great.
But at the end of the day, like Buddha said, sword fighting hurt.
So until then.
And of course, you know, women, it seems to be more, looks more beautiful, I guess, what people say, more erotic. Mm-hmm. You know, the way two females indulge in the tongue action and all that good stuff. And mm-hmm. society seems to be more, all right, okay, I can dig with that. But unfortunately, it's more scrutiny on man on man. So, yeah. To each his own.
Yes.
And I'm one of those own that it won't happen. Not ever. Buddha, what about you?
Nah.
Come on, man. You really had to come at me with that? I'm not even going to dignify that with an answer.
Hey. So I mean, it's different things, and you know, they have, you know, this movement that they got going on. They even have a, you know, special day parades, and, you know, just coming out and...
Is it a movement?
It's a movement, because now you have, you know, if you don't hire me or you got to say something about me, I can get you fired because of discrimination against my gender, and it's just all around just kind of like, okay, all right, we get it, we understand it. So, But tonight, man, we just, it's very interesting because tonight's question of the day was, you know, what's the difference between being in an open relationship versus being in a polyamorous relationship? And some of the listeners have already chimed in on it. So, baby, if you want to go ahead and just read some of the comments that people have said.
Well, at the gate, the first thing was said was just the terminology, but I think it's a little bit deeper than just the terminology. When you're talking about an open relationship versus polyamorous, definitely. But so I'm gonna read a few more here. Open, you date without boundaries or restrictions on the relationship. Poly, which would be the abbreviation for the polyamorous. Poly has certain rules and restrictions. The primary partner has more input into the relationship with the other partners. That one's a little not exact, but so I'm gonna leave it at that. Open relationships, you're open to dating whoever, whenever, and it's not necessary for your partner to know the other party. Polyamory is consent between all parties knowing about each other, and polyamory is way more than just hunching it on different people. It's more of a...
Hold on, back up. Did you just say hunching?
Yeah, that's what they say now.
Hunching, okay.
They say hunching.
I remember, okay, I hunched in the third grade and didn't know what I was doing. I just heard. I had corduroys on it.
Like I started a fire.
Like somebody stained. Shuffling some cards.
Hunching in corduroys.
Well, just my personal opinion. First of all, open relationship. There's no relationship that is completely without boundaries, restrictions, or whatever. Because at the end of the day, no matter what preference you have, you and your partner ultimately makes, you know, you create your own rules. So if you are in an open relationship, yeah, you may be in an open relationship, but you're not going to just, unless you clearly said to each other, you can date without notifying me or anything, you know, along those lines, then, you know, that's one thing. But just to, I don't want people to get the wrong impression that being in an open relationship means you just truly free to do what you want to do without nothing in, you know, no level of communication with your partner.
Yeah, because I think most open relationships, they do have certain rules and boundaries and things about it, whether it be no mouth kissing in the mouth, or, you know, you can't bring the person back to this house. It's usually some stipulations.
There's something
around being in open relationships, yeah.
In a true open relationship.
Yes, not that shit y'all.
Not this new, this like that new math, you know, because everybody come up with their own rendition of these different things, you know. Mm-hmm. So the way it's even with the party lifestyle, you know, everybody is trying to jump on board and they're really, they're not doing it from the true perspective of it, and it, you know, just to, oh, I can have many women, or I can have many men, you know. No, it doesn't exactly work like that, you know. There's some levels to that shit.
Yeah. I know we talked behind the scenes before the show got started, you know, and you know we discussed that it started in the biblical days. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a little prayer meeting before we got started, and. They don't call him Father Abraham for nothing, because Father Abraham had many wives, and he wasn't the only one that had many wives.
Not at all.
You know, so it was very interesting to find out what happened back in the day, if that's what they called it, and as time evolved, someone gave it a name, because it was a lot of tricking going on back then, too.
Well, you know, of course it was given a name, because it had, you know, that. They couldn't understand. See, they had to have understanding. It has to have a name, okay? Because it was a status. To have many wives was a status.
Yep.
Ultimately, you had to have a certain amount of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Your wealth was your cattle and, you know, things like that. And so that was customary for the men in those times to have many women, because
they could afford to.
They could afford.
A lot of you mom around here just broke trying to, can't even handle one person.
You get to take care of all. You got to take care of all
of them. Right.
You can't just take care of home. You got to take care of all that you do.
Right.
And so we absolutely have a seat.
Hi.
Chum on in. Chum on in. Just on time.
Oh, look, we're not the only ones. Cheers, cheers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You got my sponsor, got your sponsor. Let's get it.
So, sponsor. Yeah, we should hide
yes,
this. Yeah, not
yes.
Sponsor.
Right. So back in those days, you know, you had, you know, they had cattle. And, you know, back in the day, they called cattle heifers. So I trade my heifer for your heifer, and we can all have a good time. You know, and that's what they did. But now with the fact that they have open relationships going on, that's mainly toward, like, you know, you got somebody that's in the military, and it's like, okay, you can't get none, so I make a deal with you. As long as I'm out of overseas, it's okay that you do this, but let me know first so I can prepare myself.
Right.
But it's like giving permission to go ahead and do something. Kind of like, I know some people or some females, when Aunt Red come into town, and he wants to get some.
Aunt Red.
So that's the time when...
What'd that mouth do?
What? and so that usually when sometimes, like, hey, you know what? I know you really want to get some ass, so go ahead and pick you one until Aunt Red leave town.
When?
I just know quite a few. I know quite a few women who give that arrangement to their dudes. Like, you know, when Aunt Red come in time for 3-7, how long?
Not you, Morgan.
Have it long. It lasts. You, it's like, I give you permission to go
but
ahead.
But isn't, I think, and I'm probably going to say something that's not going to be, but you got to be a weak-ass man if your sexual desires are stronger than, where you can't wait until I'm through having my cycle, that you that hard up for just sex in general that I got to give you a pass because I'm on my cycle?
So I'm asking. So
why aren't you guys doing it on the cycle?
That's a weak trait.
Was that not an option for some people?
Red light red.
Sorry, hi. I'm Yami.
Hey, Yami.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. And I'm Lucky.
Hey, Lucky. All right, so.
But let's be honest, some people do that.
Yeah.
Is so that yes. something you would.
Not me.
Not you.
They like
not
to die
for you.
In
the not the Red Wings fan. No.
First of all, let's be real honest. Period blood does not smell good. That's just no.
I've only hit it by default.
Soap and water works, don't it?
By default.
Yeah, but during,
like it happened during you hitting it.
I turned it on. It's like okay, all right. Well, she got about 2 or 3 days before it come on. And when I'm deep inside,
that happens.
You go ahead and just bust it open. Like, dang, babe, you're gonna got super wet. Turn the lights on real quick, cause I don't never remember you being this wet. And come to find out, oh Jesus!
So what you're saying, TJ,
is I've accidentally
wait, you don't freak out like that though, do you?
You are the runner of rain.
You are the runner of red lights.
You are a bringer of rain
by default.
By default,
because it's like, you know, I figured the cycle out, figured the time out, what we can do when we can't do it. You know, we ain't finna go out of town if I know it's around this.
Yeah, you just schedule it.
No, what? Listen, when I used to go on vacations, I used to schedule it around Aunt Red. If I know she's gonna be around this time, I get like a 2-3 day window. We ain't finna happen, because I know I might mess around and bust it on early, and I'm gonna be mad at hell. So we do it a week before, and that's that.
Oh. Okay.
And how many days after?
Oh, until it's soaked. Nah, Boo. Now I know Boo over here like, Now, do you enjoy diving in the Red Sea?
Man, I'm running red lights. Soap water, that works.
Yeah, sex in the shower.
Absolutely. Soap water works, man.
It does.
Yes.
So I'm going to, just like those desires you talked about, so I'm going to deny the woman I'm with this good pipe?
He made me sick.
What kind of weak man are you?
So Lucky. Let me ask you this question. I'm gonna ask you now. All right, so Aunt Red, when she comes in town, you wanna get it in, he wanna get it in. Do you allow him to get it in if he's the type of guy that I say, you know what? Go get some towels, spread it all around and Let's go ahead and get sloppy red wet.
No, I prefer in the shower. I don't mind doing it with my period, but I'd rather it be in the shower.
Oozy all up.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
If he definitely. Just got to.
Well, I mean.
Go in the shower.
He ain't finna mess up my good bed sheets with that shit.
Well, that's why you get in the shower.
They sell latex.
Latex mattress covers.
Like wet.
Now we on plastic. It's too much. It's too much. So that sounds like a bunch of
blood. So is that when the polygamy part of relationships come in at? Is that all right? So say the wife, Aunt Red in town, but you know I got a hit. You know what? Hey. Yours on?
I mean, I think that's the benefit of it. I don't think that's the basis of it, it's the benefit of being in that type of situation where if one person is out of commission or tired or whatever, you can go climb into the next bed. That's just one of the benefits of having multiple partners in that type of situation. That's just the benefit. If you can't lay pipe, but he can, but you good at giving head, then shit, okay. When I want some good head, I know I can come knock on your door. If I want just some good pipe, I can go knock on that door.
Absolutely.
If I need a bill paid, got to knock on that door.
You hear what she's talking about.
If now. If it's a boogeyman in the closet, go knock on that door, because that's my protection.
But here's my point to you. Now, you said all that, but women really doing this without telling nobody. They have this guy over here doing this.
I'm going to tell you why, because it's polygamy for you guys. When the man do it, it's polygamy. When we do it, we hoes. That's the difference.
Yes.
That's the difference. Yeah. We hoes if we do it.
Cass, go ahead and chime in, brother.
It's polygamy.
Well, hold on. Now, we ain't say all that.
Small-minded men think that
Yeah,
way.
But that's why most women keep that. If they are involved with that type of situation, they keep it. You know what I'm saying? Because they know it's not acceptable. You know, some men are not going to accept their woman being with more than just him because of the male ego.
I agree so much with that.
The male ego. No man want to know no other man banging his... No, not when...
A key that opens many locks is...
is a master. Loch Ness opened by many.
Wait a minute. You sound like something that comes right out of my mind.
It's a shitty lock. Everybody can open it.
So Yami, in wow. this world, is it more? Do you see more polygamy relationships or polyamorous relationships where there's the wife, husband, and a boyfriend? Is that like against like any guidelines, rules, or is it just mainly?
Are you asking me this question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, uh-huh. I think there's definitely polyamorous couples.
Yeah,
that
okay,
are like
so
that.
Polygamy absolutely. Is something kind of different than being polyamorous.
Polyamorous, yes.
Polygamy mm-hmm. is sort of a cult like mentality. This is what you see on the shows with one man with 10 wives and 20 fucking thousand kids. Sorry, am I allowed to curse on this show?
Like Abraham. Oh, ask Morgan, she'll tell you.
What? And it's more of a religious connotation behind it. So that's just old ways thinking. There's still some people that do it. That's not very popular or legal in the United States.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now there's being polyamorous. Polyamorous is people who are okay with being in relationship and loving relationships, not just sexual, with other people. And that's where swingers come in. And swingers are more just of a sexual
nature.
Yes.
So more like tag team action.
Yeah, like, hey, babe, I'm bored. It's Saturday. Let's go get drunk and, like, fuck it. People together.
I don't think it works exactly like that.
Let's go get drunk and fun. By Saturdays, I guess. Okay, I don't know.
Saturdays. So is it more so you see more of it like where I know someone mentioned something about unicorn. What's a unicorn? Because I did some research on it and I'm trying to figure out.
I guess he's one.
What are unicorns? Is this mystical, magical?
She has a tattoo.
I have a little unicorn tattoo.
That's turned tricks and.
It wasn't even planned because of the lifestyle. The lifestyle was just already in me.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is that? What's unicorn?
The girlfriend. Unicorn is a single female in the lifestyle.
Yeah, the single.
The single female who's unattached.
So she's a unicorn because it's hard to find a girl that would be willing to play with couples.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, so they play with couples, but they're not committed to like, okay, we all in this together. It's type of like, you know, well, I want to do this couple this week, and then next week I'm going to the other couple.
Well, you can have relationships with a couple.
You can have relationships, absolutely. Yeah.
And that's where it turns into a polyamorous relationship.
And then you graduate from unicorn.
Where do you go though after that submissive?
You're just a girlfriend.
Oh, then you're just a girlfriend.
Girlfriend, and then girlfriend to wife.
See, I've never been there, so I don't know.
Well,
she stays in one lane.
Right. Oh, I'm gonna stay over here.
My. So Morgan, it's not for everybody.
No.
So have you ever been approached by a couple saying, hey, you know what? We really love the way you smile. We love the way your body looks. Hey, why don't you come over for a nightcap and see how you like this?
Well, not necessarily a nightcap, but I have had someone, approach me with the idea of being a part of, you know, saying, hey, we can go out on a date. You can see what you think of, you know, and not necessarily just for sexual relationship. You know, like I said, I believe, you know, from my understanding, he's in a polygamy type situation where he was married to more than one person. And so he just, you know, wanted to see if I was interested in being a part of something like that. But no, thank you.
Wait, a guy approached you?
Yes.
Well, yes, that's why she said no.
I mean, even if she approached me, I ain't no pussy either.
I don't think
much on the couch.
But that's just my preference. You know, you know what I'm saying? So even if she had approached, the answer would still be no because
that he wasn't hot enough.
It just wasn't, even if so, it's just not, you know, something I'm just not interested in.
Right.
Yeah, it's not the same when a male approaches you with that.
Right.
I mean, he was really nice about it. So it wasn't like aggressive, like, hey, you know, it was really nice and like, you know, hey, this is what, you know, explained it. You know, but it just, in this, I'm just not interested.
So, tried who's it. In a relationship here?
Should have tried it.
You guys are single. You want to take this so long?
Look, I raised my hand. I said, well, not us three. Yeah. Them two.
That's my girl.
Hey, do your thing.
Those two.
Hey. I have one issue, though.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I have one issue. Okay. So, my thing is, you, as a man, you get with another girl. She's okay with backstabbing your girlfriend.
Hmm?
No, like.
Oh, like a girl taking another she girl's don't
mind,
man?
Yeah, she don't mind taking your man. She don't mind going on the dates with you, hanging out with you, getting to know you, sexing you and all. But when you introduce, you know what, I'm going to bring my girlfriend in the mix. And they be like, oh, hell no. But you all right with having sex with me anyway? Are you okay with the idea that I have a girlfriend?
They just don't want to share.
Right. So I have an issue with that.
That's just selfish.
Well, it's more of a they're okay with the idea of knowing that you have the girlfriend, but they just don't want to see it. They don't want to see it.
They're okay with you. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying?
They just don't want to. They don't want to see it.
You know I have a girlfriend. You okay with chilling with me, doing all these other things with me?
By herself.
But if I'm...
That was the next thing I was about to say.
Side chick.
That's a side chick.
It's a side chick.
But did the girlfriend know about her?
I'm willing to introduce my girlfriend to the whole situation.
Okay.
So I'm like, hey man, let's all get together and let's talk about, let's do this here. Not me, I'm just...
Well, she's not necessarily a side chick. Like for me, it just depends on the situation and my mood. Like sometimes I don't want to hear about your fucking girlfriend or about the other girl you're hooking up with. You're focused on me and you at the moment.
Right.
So you know, everyone has their own
way of dealing with it.
Relationship and you compromises and agreements, I guess you should say. Mm. Things should definitely be communicated.
Definitely, I think the word agreements. Yeah. Yes.
Communication.
Now you're gonna see my wife.
The most important.
Yeah, I mean, but it's really gonna be up to the man and the woman that's gonna make sure their partner is
right.
clearly identified as being
right.
The person now, you know, and so the choice is you gonna listen or you can go ahead and move on because that's my woman or that's my man. You're
gonna lick my wife's boobies. Yeah, man.
So like that was like my beginning. Like I didn't a novice idea of doing things. Like I'm gonna go in here, I'm gonna introduce myself, get the girl all sold up, and then introduce them to my girlfriend. Versus, let's do this together. Or let my girlfriend go ahead.
Can I ask? Have you guys ever tried doing it together?
Yeah. I believe so. What you think?
Wait, you guys are together.
She looks like she's saying,
yeah,
shut
them, yeah, they're together.
She's saying, shut the hell up.
I know, look. I feel like.
Y'all two the single unicorns. I guess I'm the dark unicorn.
You're a unicorn.
Because I'm single. Morgan is.
You're like, a manicorn.
She's just straight.
Morgan in a whole relationship.
So.
She is not on the market.
She's in an LDR.
Yeah, she's monogamous.
But that's just my preference. And like I said, it has nothing to do with, and I always make it clear that me choosing to be monogamous is not about the man.
Yes, it is.
It's not. It's not about the man. It's about me because it's just, for me, it's more of like a sanitary type thing.
You don't like the coochie.
It's just too much. I'm not finna have multiple niggas pounding on my pussy. I just, if you got good dick and the sex is good and me and you are great,
multiple dicks.
Then so what about
two?
Two is too many.
What about for another girl though?
So how long?
I don't do girls.
How long have you and your partner been together?
Yeah, what does she do you?
What about she do you?
There's a lot of bows out there.
Wait, she got quiet there. So she can lick you though. She can lick you though, right? She can lick you, right?
No, I don't want no girl licking me. I'm good. Well, why I need a girl doing it when he does it so well?
Well, because he's whack.
Two tucks is definitely better than one, right?
He doesn't, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Rhyming and nasty, y'all.
You know?
No, definitely not.
And
let me tell you, people in the lifestyle are great at having sex. It's not like we're in it because we're boring.
Right.
Exactly. We love doing it.
So, you know, if I'm good, then, you know, now, you know.
That's what he tells you.
At this moment, that's where I'm at.
So is
that's what he tells you.
You know?
That's what he tells
you. I mean, I ain't got nothing to do with him.
I understand.
I'm talking about me and my needs and what I like. And I think a lot of people, they're not selfish when they need to be. And
so,
selfishly, I am concerned about me in that aspect.
So
and that's
what
I want.
So I'm going to ask you this.
Yes.
So are you open to the fact of meeting somebody here that might...
I've been asked this question before.
I'm saying, you know, you might find somebody who really you gravitate towards right here. Then what are you going to do with the guy where you're at, where he's at? Are you going to cut that off? Because you want to focus in on what's right in front of you, or are you going to continue?
Well, let me say this. That could happen to either one of us.
I'm asking
you. You know what I'm saying? So I am not like in a situation where I'm like, oh, you know, let me explore this or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't put myself in a position to, you know what I'm saying? I don't ever put myself in that position. I've met a lot of great guys. Don't get me wrong. I've met a lot of great guys here. However, I like to focus on one person, and because of my feelings, I don't be able to, like, you know what I'm saying, open up, and because I always end up giving more to the person that I'm more into right now, and that's who I'm with. So
I love him so much.
You know what I'm saying? Well, so you know, but I've met some amazing guys that
he hit my uterus.
So all that.
So isn't that like a good time to actually have a open relationship where if you got that LDR going on? And I know sometimes, you know, depending on the woman, that a woman wants to be touched. A woman wants to be held, and you can't be held over the damn
you
phone.
You can have a boyfriend and not sleep with him.
Listen, distance is definitely a struggle. Yes.
AKA
gay. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not crazy, you know.
A gay friend.
It's working for you.
And I'm open-minded, you know what I'm saying? To the fact of, you know, I have to be, I think logically, and I'm realistic. Don't get me wrong. I'm not one of these bitches that be just in the clouds. Like, oh, we long distance and this. So, like I said, we've been dating for a very long time. And for the first few times, you know, I always considered us dating single. We're dating, but we're still single. You know, whatever you got going on is, you know what I'm saying? Until we decide to make that, because I'm a believer of you cannot force a person to be monogamous. That's something they have to personally choose to do. Doesn't have to be on my, just because I'm choosing to be monogamous, that's on my time.
Right.
That's because that's what I want.
So would you get mad at him if he had somebody else? Besides you?
At this point, yes, because we made that agreement. But beforehand, no. Because
is he still long distance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
So, TJ.
Yes.
Next subject.
All right.
I think her loyalty is fucking beautiful.
I said she's amazing.
And until he's physically here, I can't like worry about what he may or may not be doing because we're long distance. I'm not finna worry myself about no shit like that.
All right, okay.
And
you
know, I'm not oblivious.
That's a lucky
man. Get a you know
right.
Get all on, gotta get do on is
make sure he don't mess up on his phone calls.
That's
you gotta
come. Another,
you come over after 11 because I talked to her at 10. So
that's gonna be one thing in itself. Because
she called at 1 o'clock in the morning. Bam.
I got a key.
Oh man, so she going way up there.
But he got that GPS on your phone. She
close.
Get out, girl. Get out.
Like, she close. She close.
Get out, girl. Get out. Get out.
I 85 right now. Hurry up.
Hey, whatever. Yeah, if that bitch if she got the mic and Ike it, then hey, so be it. When I pull up, clear out. Clear the fuck out.
So, Lucky.
Yeah.
Been kind of quiet over here.
So, I'm always the quiet one.
Oh yeah. Okay. So, my understanding, you know, unicorn, right?
Yes.
So, was that something that you decided to realize, hey, you know what? I can do this. I'm okay with this. Or was it more of a, you know, hey, were you approached by someone and say, hey, come join our trailer?
No, for me, it was just kind of wanting to explore my bisexuality. I had been in monogamous long-term relationships. I had gotten divorced. I had had a boyfriend. And I just always wanted to be with another woman. I just had fantasized about it for most of my life, and I just kind of grew up in a time and a place where you were either homosexual or you were heterosexual. Mm-hmm, there was no bisexuality. Mm-hmm. So I guess I always thought it was wrong in for having those feelings and those emotions. But once I got divorced and then, again, had a boyfriend and we had broken up, I decided that, you know, I want to be me. I want to be who I am and who I'm meant to be. And if this is what it is, it is what it is. You know, I mean, I guess, in, you know, Christian people maybe not accept me, but to me it's like I got to be who I am. I need to live to be me. Exactly. So
I agree with you.
You know, yeah. So what I did.
I would want to do it if I was you too.
So what I did was one weekend I was at the beach, and I love the beach. I go to the beach to think. It's my soothing place. Uh-huh. It's the place I go to.
This
so
sounding good. Let's go.
Is this so like a beach? Naked beach?
I ended up going to a swingers club.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
nice.
You know what? Uh-huh. I'm gonna go by myself as a single woman.
See what happens.
Then what happened?
And see what happens.
So
exactly.
You went in there.
I went in there, and of course, again, I'm very quiet.
Here in Florida,
I'm usually very shy. Yes, here in Florida.
Really?
Here in Florida, yep. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And then you went in, and then you saw a girl.
Everywhere.
You saw this girl.
No, you know what was funny? In the beginning, though, it seemed very clicky.
Your best friends are close.
You know, everyone is watching me, and no one's approaching me.
Everybody's watching. Okay.
And yet,
okay.
In the same token.
They're trying to see who the new booty is.
So you sneak? Was you naked at this point?
Who's going to get out
No, but
first?
I was wearing very little. I mean, that's I knew I was able to get away with that. I was all excited to find out that they had themes, you know?
Right. So when you was naked with the girl. I want to hear when you was naked with the girl. Let's start there.
This turn his mic off.
So no, you can't because I'm the engineer. So
yeah.
So you and a girl were naked.
No. So look,
I'm trying to get ratings on the radio station, right? So you and a girl was
nearly naked.
Okay, you was nearly naked with the girl.
But first, I have to meet them. Should I get to the part I meet them?
We don't care about that.
Okay.
You and a girl was naked. Let's just jump to the action.
Jump to the action.
So we're in this room. Okay, so we're in the room.
That's what I'm talking about.
Still at the swingers place?
She's going down. Still at the swingers club.
Okay.
We're in the playroom.
Was it a club? Was it a club or like one of them?
Yo, TJ. It don't matter where it was, all right? Two women in the club naked, all right?
Set the scene, baby. Set the scene.
In the room, naked. Let's go.
We're in the room, naked.
Naked. That's what I'm talking about.
Naked. Okay. So she starts going down on me.
Wait, hold on. Did she go slow?
Did she go fast?
Oh, like no, she went
it.
In.
She went straight to it.
She knew exactly what she needed to do.
Straight to it.
Sounded like she was aggressive.
Did she use a lot of spit? Juicy.
Y'all are tripping right now.
Honestly?
Not at all.
Anyways,
Was it dripping down the couch? Well, after that, I took my turn.
Oh, so how did it taste? Taste warm? Taste nice?
It was very silky. Nice. Oh, it was. Yeah. I mean, for a first timer, it was like, this is awesome.
Does she taste like she eat a lot of fruit? Was it sweet?
And this is your first time at the swingers club.
That was my first time at the swingers club.
And you were committed to it.
Did you feel great after that? Like, how did you feel?
I did. I felt liberated.
Really?
Really, I felt liberated.
Did she come in your mouth?
Okay,
this is it. This is it.
Oh, she came in her mouth.
We did.
I'm asking the real questions, yo. Y'all feel the... So she came in your mouth, right? Was it like a shaking cum, or she grabbed your head and just forced it, and you felt that splash, and it just dripping?
You know, it's been such a while now, I don't even kind of remember quite that much.
Oh, then.
Except the fact that I did it, I got it, and I was good. I was coming back.
Did you swallow?
I did.
Ooh.
So my question to you, Lucky. My question to you, Lucky.
Got a little
yo,
hot
our
in
ratings
here.
Are going up. Man. Our ratings are going up.
Oh my question to you, Lucky. Like, so when it was your first time going down on a woman, did you feel like you knew what you were doing?
No, but you know what? I think it was investing enough time in watching pornos and the lesbian.
And then it's like we're women, so we know.
We should instinctively know. Absolutely. Okay. No. And I was just going by what I liked and what I knew.
Right.
And then
so
it was
did
just,
she have a big clit or a little clit?
I'm glad I mentioned that.
She had little lips.
Because
little
I always like to go little back little to the beginning, lips. Right?
Well, yes. What's the beginning?
So the beginning is, we talked about what a man does. She said, if it ain't broke, it ain't, don't fix it. Right?
Right.
So I'm just hearing like a woman knows what to do.
Right.
So
just like a man
a woman,
know, so just like a man a, know what to do.
Time out.
I
so
see where she's
so
going.
So a woman may me. If you if a woman may get down there and do this for you, she might do it better. Are you afraid of that opportunity?
Just like a man knows what it feels like to get his dick
sucked. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, once I lick a woman, she ain't on nobody anyway. So, I mean, you know, I'm a man. I know what she wants. I mean, I do what she needs.
You ain't finna let no man come suck your dick because he got one too and
there's
he know how,
no.
What
there's
it
a
feels
no,
like.
Seriously, there's a difference between men and women. See, women are more sensual with each other. See, women are with each other because... they're central, more central, especially when licking and stuff like that, sucking the boobs. It's more central for them. It's more of a, it's not always about the orgasm. It's about
it's erotic. It's a lot more touch.
Exactly. Like a lot of times a man is like that finisher where a woman is that longevity kind of, you know, we can hold and rub.
It depends on my day.
Well, Yami, you're just a different breed of unicorn, okay?
Depends on the day.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But it's more of a central thing between women than when a man, you know.
So
I'm going to make you come.
Yes, we fuck better. We know. We fuck better. We know.
No, you don't fuck better.
Oh, fuck better. Oh, yes,
y'all,
we do.
Y'all cuddle better.
Y'all just
y'all caress
y'all
better.
Y'all might be able
but
to
you don't
hunch.
Fuck
y'all
better.
Y'all might be able to hunch,
oh,
but you ain't going to.
That little plastic dildo ain't never going to replace this meat right here.
She could
whip out that plastic all day long, but this meat ain't never. You never going to get like that meat.
Now, when they get on top of the dick and they can't ride but only 2 minutes, what you think they can do when they put the strap on? They
oh, yo, it's
after.
Really hard. It's a lot of work. No,
my
I
point.
Give it to men. Like, seriously, you guys, if I don't know if you've ever worn a strap on, but it's like. No, not you.
No,
I'm
no,
talking
no, no,
about
no, no,
ladies.
Oh, oh.
I mean, you could do something with a double, with a strap on it. I'm just saying. We're going to talk about that at the
double penetration.
I got you. I understood it.
That's our later show.
Yeah, that's the later show that we're going to talk about. Because, like, right now, man, this, like I said, this is just the. Tipping of the iceberg because we got a 2-hour series crossover
woo-hoo!
Event and y'all thought this part was nasty and grimy. wait till we get to
the
late the night
episode.
RSVP talk because because the way I see it, I understand women love to do each other to a point where they feel sensual, but I'm trying to recreate Jason's lyric at the river.
Oh,
in the pod.
Basically, TJ trying to make love.
Yeah, TJ,
okay.
Come on, man. This ain't
oh,
the time for it, man.
Another one?
Listen.
This nigga trying to make love.
Hey, man.
Listen, I know how to lay you down, get your body.
Sometimes
away.
Women just want
to
get.
I know how to just.
You only got one way to do it, man.
Not making love all the time.
Got one way.
Oh, I got multiple ways, and I know just sometimes when you get that good jug.
This is a true story. When I was younger, right, I was taught. By women. I was raised by women, so my moms and my grandma said, we're going to teach you what it is to be a lover. When I was 15, you know what I'm saying? Because I was raised by single women, you know what I'm saying? So they was like, we don't want you to be a bad lover. So they gave me tips. So I started doing my thing, right?
Wait, hold on. Did you get tips?
I didn't
want
to stop him.
Oh,
I did.
You got
tips for what?
Yeah, they did.
I'm good.
I was raised by a single mother. They were both single.
No,
so they were like, we
you
want you to know
do.
What it
that's
is.
That's what you should be doing.
So what happened was, so this was happening. So I used to do my thing, right, with my tips. And, I was 14, 15, 16 and stuff. Until one day, this girl, she was like, you know what? You make love so well. Oh, my God, it's amazing. But you know what? I just want to get fucked sometimes. And I'm like, huh?